Welcome back to Regina Soaring audio series. I want to off the bat give you somewhere you can contact me. Contact me at soaringregina@gmail.com. I want to speak on something very serious. I'm sitting out on my patio, so if you guys do hear a little noise, some kids playing in the street or whatever, if you hear it, it's okay because I'm outside right now. So I'm not even mindful of the noise. I really don't care. I want to speak though about a very serious topic. Deserted for better or worse. Why? I do not understand why, when a person is sick and down and can no longer do for themselves, be it your elderly mom, be it your elderly dad, be it your friend who is sick, be it your husband, be it your wife, I don't understand why people desert people when they are down. I look at a lot of situations, friends who betray one another, family who betray the parents who betray the kids who betray the parents, husbands who betray their wives, wives who betray their husband. Deserted for better or worse is about when you are at that stage in your life when you really, really need that person to step up to the plate. You can't do anything for yourself, for God's sake. But then you got an individual in your life who thinks only of themselves. I understand it could probably be a whole lot of stress on you to take care of that person. If they're an elderly person, and they don't always have to be elderly. I just spoke with a friend of mine in California who is not very, very old. The guy had his leg amputated. He cannot do for himself. But the friend who stays with him has to take care of everything. And this guy is a person that was able, that did everything. Can you imagine to do everything? You're used to doing everything yourself. You are a worker. You are a person that always is doing for other people. And then suddenly something happens in your life and you cannot do that. You can no longer do that. If you don't have a grounded person in your life, that's going to stick with you for the better or the worst. That is really bad. That is bad. And I see it so much. I see people desert people when they are down and out and need them the most. I've seen kids desert their parents in the end when they are down and out. Talk to them any kind of way. I've seen it with my own eyes. Deserted for better or worse. If it's your wife or if it's your husband and that person needs you, and then you let all the things that you got to do for them, because there's the better or worse right there. You let all the things that you got to do for them. It's too much on you. And then you get where you have to talk about. I would say the best thing is to bring in some kind of help. Instead of sticking somebody in a nursing home, that's probably the last place you want to put a person in a nursing home. No shade on the nursing homes. There are a few good ones out there. But there are plenty of nursing homes who don't look after those people. They treat them badly. And again, no shade to you if you work at a nursing home and you are listening to this. Maybe your nursing home is one in a million. But for the most part, some of those places are horrible. They treat the people really bad. They let them sit there in their diapers. And I mean, they treat them bad in some of these nursing homes. Really bad. That's why so many lawsuits and it's all over the news sometimes. Deserted for better or worse. You got to really, really know the person that you are with in your life. You really got to know that person. Shoe on the other foot. What you do for them, what they do for you. What you do for you, what you do for them, what they do for you, vice versa. because people will get tired. People get tired. And when they start getting tired, then they just give up, which means they give up on that individual. For instance, throwing them in a nursing home. Kids with their parents, even if you don't put the person in a nursing home, I've seen people be very mean to the parents, very mean. And when a person cannot do for themselves, if you don't have loving people around you who love you, I think at the end of my pastor's life, I think she had some very loving people around her who was taking care of her. Thank God. I believe they were loving and it took care of her to the very end. But some people are not that fortunate or not that blessed to have those people around them to take care of them. So they either throw you in the nursing home or they will have somebody come over to care for you, which is a good thing. But then if they got to lift their fingers to do anything, then they treat you mean. Maybe even hit you or something. Deserted for better or worse. I want to tell you one thing. People who mistreat people who can no longer take care of themselves, you may think that you are getting by. You may even think that nobody could see you hit that person or was mean to that person or you grabbed that person, you shook them. You may think no one saw that. Nobody could see me. No, you think they didn't. There's an almighty God that sits high and looked low, and he sees everything. You will reap what you plant. You plant a mean seed and you're mean to someone who can no longer do for themselves, elderly or not, deserted for better or worse. It doesn't matter if it's an older person or a younger person. I've seen people mistreat people so bad. And you really think that nobody can see you. I'm going to get by with this. No, you're not. Desert it for better or worse. You know, we're all going to die from something. Really, we are. Sometimes we just die of natural causes. Yeah. But sometimes people die of different things. You better hope and pray that when your time comes, that you are, but no, I take that back, because if you have mistreated someone, you're going to pay for it. You're not going to get by. There is no possible way that you're going to get by if you mistreat someone. I commend highly a person who takes care of their loved ones and treats them with love and respect and are not mean to them. I'm serious, not mean to them now. I'm not talking to them like the dog. Any kind of old way, pulling them and grabbing them and shaking them just because nobody can see you. But that seed is being planted, whatever you're doing. I commend the husband who takes care of his sick wife. I commend the wife who takes care of her sick husband in that time of need, when it's truly needed. Not slap you in a nursing home somewhere, mistreat you. What kind of person are you to do that? What kind of person would do that? Certainly not a person that has charity and love. If you would do that to someone you love, then you would do that to anybody. But one thing I know for sure and for certain, you're gonna reap what you plant. You plant that seed of mistreating a person, whomever it is, desert it for better or worse, you're going to pay for it. You are not going to get by. And if you're listening to me out there and you have mistreated someone, yeah, it could have been 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago. You planted a seed 10 years ago that you're still going to have to reap for. You did not get away or get by with that. It's going to come back on you. It's been planted already. Seeds do come back up. It just breaks my heart. I see so much. I see people treat their loved ones, treat their mothers, treat their fathers in their old age like dogs. Treat them horrible, knowing that they can no longer do for themselves. It's a sad situation. Very sad. And I see husbands and wives mistreat one another. That seed you plant is coming up again. Just remember that. I just wanted to speak on that. I was very passionate about it. It totally disturbed me. And I just had to speak on it. And I didn't care. I didn't set up the system so I could record. I said, I'm going to just, when I want to speak, when God puts something on my heart to speak about, I just start speaking it. And I have to go ahead and just start speaking it. I can't set up the recording system where I'm in my boots and all of that. I didn't even care about that. Don't even care about any noises that you hear right now. I don't care. You can understand me very clearly. You have better plant good seeds. Because those seeds that you plant today are going to come back up tomorrow. But sometimes they come back up today. Don't think that you're not going to be, you made it. Nobody can see me. How dare you mistreat someone, desert someone when they need you most? How dare you? I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for listening. I've heard so much, I've seen so much, you just don't know what I see. I've heard so much, you don't know what I hear. If you got a good person in your life, I'm talking about a really, really good person who's going to be there for you, and you be there for them, vice versa, it goes both ways, just not you there for them, and then it comes their time to be for you, you be deserted. I mean, it goes both ways. If you got a great person in your life, appreciate them. If you got good children, kids in your life, appreciate them. If you got a good mom and dad in your life, appreciate them. It goes always, guys. Appreciation. Because whatever you plant will come up again. Thank you so much for listening. You can contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com.